But the central question is the question of struggle.
If we'd had 32 general strikes, occupations of universities and colleges and city squares and so on, we would undoubtedly be in a much better situation now. It's inconceivable that Syriza could have risen in this way without that level of struggle inside society. And it's also important to say two things. One, that the level of struggle has prevented the imposition of a number of measures which the Troika, the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, known as the Troika, that they wanted to implement and the government wanted to implement. A number of privatisations have been held back. A number of attempts to sack people have been defeated. A number of cuts in workers' wages have been defeated. That's very important. It's also been that struggle which has prevented the continued rise of Golden Dawn. There is a fascist movement in Greece. It's not a surprise. When you have that scale of social dislocation, it's obvious that there will be a left-wing solution. The problem is the banks. The problem is the rich. The problem is the people at the top of society. There'll also be a racist, populist or fascist solution, which says the problem is immigration. The problem is people from outside Greece. The problem is the people who are coming here to sponge off our social services. And that is that was strong in Greece. I mean, Greece has a long tradition of far-right and Nazi organisation. You have to remember, Greece was invaded by the Nazis and sections of Greece society collaborated with the Nazis. It's strongly in the memory of many people in Greece. And it grew. At one point, Golden Dawn was at 14% in the polls. And it had a real street army. It had people who went round smashing up trade union halls, physically assaulting immigrants, murdering people at various points, as well as doing sort of social services. You're a pensioner, you've got to go to the post office to get your pension, we'll come with you because we know what these immigrants are like, and they'll try and rob you, so we'll take you there. And they gave out food as well and things like that. You know, quite clever methods to deliver a base for Golden Dawn. The struggle and a very important anti-fascist and anti-racist movement called Kiefa in Greece has pushed them back. Not completely, they'll still get some MPs on Sunday, but where just over a year ago, a leading Greek rapper, a man called Pavlos Fissas, was murdered by a member of Golden Dawn. And in the wake of that, there was a huge anti-racist movement, huge anti-fascist movement, and the result was that many of the connections between Golden Dawn and violence and murder and so on were revealed. 8 Golden Dawn MPs are now in jail awaiting trial. Interesting, Samaras got them out of jail to try and vote to support him in the parliament just before he fell in December. But they're in jail. And that's a great achievement of the anti-fascist movement. I mean, you know, this is not for saying that the solution is the state to sort these things out, but actually it was the pressure from the base that forced the state to take this action against Golden Dawn. And Golden Dawn is on the downside now. They don't have the street mobilisations that they had at one point. They don't have the ability to go and physically assault people in the same way that they did before. So the struggle wins things for the class. It creates the political fallout, which will see a series of victory on Sunday, and it has hurled back Golden Dawn. Well, it's extremely important to understand the relationship between fighting in the workplace and the streets and the electoral success and the anti-fascist and anti-racist movement as well. So that's, I think, why Syriza has emerged in this way. But to be honest, now the biggest struggle begins if Syriza is elected on Sunday. Why? Because Alexis Tsipras, who will be the new Prime Minister of Greece, if Syriza is the biggest party. Well, first of all, he may be forced to go into a coalition. Let's hope that doesn't happen, because he'll have to make a coalition. The Communist Party won't go into coalition with them. So it will be either with the Blairites or someone worse than that. There is a party which is like the Blairites in Greece, called Kepotami, the river. That's like one possibility. Let's assume, though, that he doesn't have to go into coalition. They're the biggest, the majority party. Even then, Tsipras will then have to say, to the Troika, we're going to come and renegotiate the debts. We've got these huge debts. We think we need to do so. We can't take any more cuts. We can't take any more privatisation. We're not going to do it anymore. We want to come and renegotiate the debt. They used to have, Syriza used to have a policy of defaulting on the debt. We just won't pay it anymore. They've changed their tune on that. They now say that we'll renegotiate the debts with the European Union. They used to, at one point, said, and if you chuck us out of the Eurozone, well, bad luck. Now they say they're going to stay inside the Eurozone, whatever happens. They used to say they'd nationalise elements of the banking industry. They don't say that anymore. But even then, Tsipras is going to go to the European Union and say, we want to renegotiate the debt. And the likelihood is that the European Union, the Central Bank and the IMF and the German government will say, no, you can't. We're not going to let you bear down the debt. It's possible that they might seek a deal, in fact. But anyway, that's what's most likely to happen. You see, there's two ways that when radical governments are elected, two ways, essentially, that the bosses and the powerful seek to deal with them. The first is they try and co-opt them. Come on, if you do this, there'll be a run on the euro or the pound or the dollar or whatever it may be. You can't do it. You'll wreck the economy. So don't do it. You know, relatively soft power, if you like. All the investment will go away. Nobody will bring money into Greece anymore. You won't be able to borrow any money from anybody. The bond market will destroy you. In other words, it's a very clear example of how power doesn't lie in Parliament, in fact. Because you can't vote to take the power away from the bond market. You can't vote to take the power away from the capitalists because you don't control them. They still have their power in the factories and the banks. And they use it against you. You may have won an election. So what? What's an election? Just because the people want you to be in office, just because they voted for your programme, don't think you can implement it. No. We must decide whether you can implement it or not. I mean, it'd be very interesting, this debate, you know, about democracy. Greeks have voted for this. The banks say you can't do it. It'd be very clear, very, very clear. But they will do it. They will do it. The second method, a rather more desperate one, is if they really get fed up with you, is they chop your head off and they kill you. And you know, that's not impossible. I mean, some people are saying the Greek election would be like 1936 in Spain, which was a carnival of celebration, overthrown what was a proto-fascist government in Spain. Actually, 36 didn't end up well. It ended up with a military coup, 3 years of civil war and the victory of Franco, the fascist dictator in Spain. The other example many of you know is 1973 in Chile. 1970, Salvador Allende, a left government, was elected. By 73, the rich and powerful and the military had decided he wasn't capable of holding down the workers' struggle well enough, and Allende was killed, and tens of thousands of Chileans were tortured, murdered, and imprisoned. I'm not saying this is going to happen in Greece, although we should remember Greece had a military government as recently as 1974. It wasn't until 1974 that the colonels were removed in Greece. I don't think this will happen. I think their first option is the one that they'll go for, financial blackmail and all the rest of it, and they'll try and co-opt Syriza. This is very likely, it seems to me. And the reason is because they will be terrified by the contagion effect. If you can vote for it in Greece and overthrow austerity, can't you vote very soon in the Spanish state for Podemos, which, you know, has made some concessions, but still Podemos will say it's against austerity. And Podemos is ahead in the polls in Spain. In Ireland, there's going to be a general election soon. Why can't we vote for the anti-austerity parties in Ireland, including people in our own tradition? When there's an election in Italy, when Renzi's plans fall apart, why can't we vote for an anti-austerity alternative there? The contagion can rush across Europe. We don't have to take it anymore. All this bollocks about everyone accepts there has to be cuts and so on, we can stand up to it. Here we are. They're doing it in Greece. Why can't we do it here? That will run out in 15 different languages across Europe. So they have to stop it. And they're going to try and stop it, firstly by putting the pressure on them, and then, if necessary, they'll go